Okay, good afternoon. I will be presenting our evaluation of a rice plant type that was designed for high grain yield in Texas. So this research was conducted by Lloyd Wilson, Rodante Tabien, James Medley, and me. Now, rice is grown in at least 75 countries, and about two-thirds of the world's population depend on it for food and also for their livelihood. Now, in the United States, the consumption of rice is not as high as in other major rice-producing countries. But the United States is ranked as the fourth largest exporter of rice. Number one is Thailand, next Vietnam, and third is Pakistan. Now, in rice production, the common goal is to continuously increase the quantity and quality of rice grain yield. And this is being achieved by applying the results of research from the various disciplines. Now, with regards to plant breeding, the rice breeders have a list of traits that contributes towards the breeding goal, and this is their selection criteria. And if they envision these selection criteria into a model, this is what Donald calls the eugenotype breeding approach. It is a model that is needed to improve photosynthesis, growth, and grain production. And this eugenotype is targeted to a specific growing region. So, for example, Jennings in 1964, he suggested a rice plant type for tropical areas, tropical rice areas. So it would be an indica rice, having small, dark green, erect leaves, short, sturdy, narrow culms, having bearing heavy, compact panicles. So this led to the release of IR-68 in 1967 and the proliferation of the semi-dwarf plant type in Asia. Now, in the 1990s, there is this yield plateau, and the International Rice Research Institute designed its new plant type. So its first-generation plant type, their selection criteria included large panicles, fewer tillers, short and sturdy culms. But unfortunately, the grain yield was not high enough, was not as high as expected, because one of their selection criteria was fewer tillers. So they redesigned their plant type. Now you have NPT2, second generation plant type. And now their yield is higher because it has more tillers. Now this is a picture of two different plant types. On the right, this is IR-64. It is grown primarily in Asia. It's irrigated rice, and it is grown in the hills, spaced 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters apart. Now, this is Kokodri. It's grown here in the Texas and Louisiana in the United States. And it's also irrigated lowland, but it is drill seeded. So you have two different environments. Now, the Chinese have also their own eugenotype. They call it the super rice. And it is applied to both inbred and hybrid rice. So these are some of their traits that they use in their selection criteria. Now in Texas, our rice plant types have changed since the 1940s through the 1960s. These are cultivars released by the Texas AgriLife Research and Extension Center. Before they were tall, late maturing, and low yielding, but now they are semi-dwarf, early maturing, and high yielding. This shows the change in the height of the cultivars released from the 1940s until the 1990s. So before it was 140 centimeters tall. In the 1990s, around 80 to 90 centimeters tall. And this here shows a picture of, on the left, Texas Patna. That is the first cultivar released by Texas breeders in 1942 in comparison to one of our elite lines. This is planted in 2010. So it shows the difference in plant height and also in maturity. With regards to grain yield, Texas Patna would yield about 5,000 kilograms per hectare, while a common cultivar Prosigio would yield around 9,500 kilograms. So that's the difference. Now, still in Texas, in the late 1990s, Wilson conducted 187,500 simulations using a physiologically based model to determine the combination of four primary phenotypic traits that produces the highest grain yield. A primary phenotypic trait is relatively stable across a wide range of environments. Now, the four primary traits that they focused on were here: maximum node production rate, that's the number of nodes that emerge from the main stem or main culm during the early vegetative stage. Okay. Also, main culm panicle node number, that is simply the number of leaves on the main culm plus one for the panicle. Then we also have potential leaf mass and potential grain mass. These are the predominant source and sink organs respectively. So the simulations they conducted involved three genotypes: Gulf Mont Rosemonts, which are US cultivars, taking a Chinese cultivar. You have the four traits that were modified. Each trait was modified at five levels each. You have five simulated planting dates starting at April 6, and used 20 years of weather data for a total of 187,500 simulations in the computer, which is equivalent to observing 187,500 rows of lines in the field. So this is a slide produced in 1998 showing the results of their simulation. It shows the frequency distribution of the three cultivars and their maximum yields. In kilograms per hectare, this is at least 13,000 kilograms per hectare. And from this slide, they are saying that in order to reach these maximum potentials, there is a need to increase the panicle node number, node production rate, potential grain size, and potential leaf size by about 10 to 20%. Now, they also have field studies to support the simulations. Here are 7 years of their data, and they called it the ultra-high-yielding plant type if it has those four primary plant traits, and it would yield around 8,000 kilograms per hectare, compared to the short-season plant type, which would yield only 5,600 kilograms per hectare. So in 2001, Wilson initiated a 10-year breeding project funded by the Lower Colorado River Authority and San Antonio Water Systems, and the aim was to produce an ultra-high-yielding cultivar whose first crop, that's the main crop, would be profitable even without a second crop, which is the ratoon crop, especially during limited water conditions, for example, drought. So some of the traits that we targeted in what we call now the high-yielding limited water rice plant type for Texas included those four primary plant traits and other yield-related traits that contributed to grain yield. So the first crosses were made in 2001, and in 2008 and 2009, we had high-yielding limited water plant type selections grown in yield trials. And the question was, did the high-yielding limited water plant type work and produce the expected high grain yield? So the objectives of this study is to evaluate the grain yield and yield-related trait performance of the high-yielding limited water plant type for Texas. So we evaluated 26 plant selections and Cocodrie in 2008 and 2009 at Beaumont. We selected Cocodrie as the check cultivar because it's a challenging cultivar. Our yield trials and genotype by environment studies indicate that it's both high-yielding and stable. And then we evaluated them for these primary traits, four primary traits, grain yield, and also for other yield-related traits. But in this presentation, we'll focus on these five here. So the results. These are the maximum node production rates. First column is Cocodrie, and these are the 26 lines. It ranged from 0.0109 to 0.0151. That's nodes per degree day greater than 10 degrees centigrade. But I'd like to show that we have 19 lines or 19 genotypes that were greater than Cocodrie in terms of maximum node production rate. And this is good because we know that this trait has positive direct effects on other yield-related traits or yield components. For example, mass per panicle, tiller and panicle densities, leaf area index, and the masses per unit area of panicles, leaves, and stems. The next trait, main culm panicle node number, It ranged from 14.55 to 16.8 nodes, and we have 21 of the 26 genotypes that were greater than Kokodri in terms of the spanical node number. So again, this is good for these lines, 21 lines, because, again, this primary trait has positive direct effects on yield-related traits or yield components, some of them. And then for leaf masset heading, 25 of the 26 genotypes had greater than Kokodri in leaf masses, so it shows that the leaf mass was one of the traits that was easily selected. And for panicle mass, it ranged from 7 to 17.8. And finally, grain yield. If you look at Kokodri, the yield is 9,200. That is already a high grain yield for the main crop in rice. But we have 22 lines which are greater than Kokodri, and we have 5 which are significantly higher than Kokodri. So these are the LSD values here. Top 5, Kokodri. If you look at these 5 lines in more detail, you'll notice that the second ranked and the fifth ranked have trait parameter values that are greater than Kokodri in 3 of the 4 primary traits. And if you look at the top rank, number 1, number 3, and 4, their trait parameter values are greater than Kokodri in all four primary traits. Okay? And if you get the average of these 5 top yielding cultivar selections, it has a 23.2% yield advantage over Kokodri. So now this is a table showing the averages of the high-yielding limited water plant type and the other traits. And you'll see that this plant type was greater than Kokodri in leaf area, stem mass, tiller density, maturity, plant height. It was similar in terms of number of spikelets, slightly less in number of field grains, and the harvest index was similar at 0.6. So summary conclusions, we evaluated 26 high-yielding limited plant selections in 2018-2009. We have identified lines which are better than Kokodri in terms of the primary traits, and we have 5 of these had significantly higher grain yield than Kokodri. That's 23% more. So to answer the question, the plant type, the high-yielding limited water plant type for Texas was successful. Thank you.
Okay, we have time for one quick question.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yeah, so why not?
Because it's difficult to rate, but we are capable of rating it. What we did was during the early generations, we rate these thousands of lines, but we compare them against a check, let's say Kokodri, and we rate them 1, 2, or 3. If it's 2, it's equal to Kokodri, 3 greater than Kokodri, so we're able to. It's an indirect selection that we use, not a direct selection, but an indirect selection for these traits.
Okay, thank you very much.